Hello, everybody. Today's date is April 11, 2019. This is Charlene Nocera, owner and creator of Why Are So Many People Broken? I just wanted to do a quick podcast tonight for something that came up in the past week. A lot of times when you're making decisions, we make it quick. And we're like, okay, let's do it now. Or maybe out of anger, we make a decision. And then later on, we think about that decision. And we realize that maybe it wasn't the best decision after all. You know what's the right decision, though? When you can actually, a day or two later, think about that same scenario. And ask yourself, how would I do it this time? And if you have no qualms about that, and you think that you would make the same decision, my guess is you made a pretty good decision, or at least an honest one for yourself. A lot of times I find that people who have been somewhere for a long time, they don't like to make decisions. They like to just go with the flow. And instead of speaking up for what's right, they would rather protect themselves so that they can have a peace of mind. Nobody likes to shake the boat. Is that the word I'm using? I believe. Or rock the boat, rather. Sorry. I don't like to rock the boat either, by the way. But I will when I have to. It's very rare for me to speak up or speak out. I usually just watch and observe from the sideline. And when I speak up or speak out, there's usually a good reason. And it's an important reason. Recently, I had to speak up on something that, to me, was important. And most people, actually, in my field of work, was important. And again, I don't like to do that, but I had to. But anyway, it's kind of funny. Let me go back to this. So I had to make a decision, and I did what I thought was right. 2 days later, I still think it's right. So I know, in my eyes, it's right for how I feel. Today, I'm taking a course in de-escalation, and the chapter I'm on right now is called decision-making. And there are three types of decision-making. There's logical, emotional, and then the one that you do on the fly. Critical thinking. It's critical thinking, logical reasoning, and emotional reasoning. These are the three mechanisms I'm learning about now. And a lot of times, I'm not going to lie, I do think on emotions, like emotional thinking. But really, I should try to be more logical. It's not so easy, though. Not for me, at least. Maybe for other people. I had a bad accident when I was 5. So I was told in my later years, when I was in my 30s, that the two sides of my brain don't connect because of that accident. So there's the analytical side, and then there's the creative side. They do not talk to each other. There's a total disconnect. I don't have any analytical thinking in all of me. Math, when I was in college, 5 times I failed. Not once, not twice, 5. 5 times. I had to go to a different college and learn a different way in order for me to pass the math class. So let's just say I won't be a mathematician anytime soon. But anyway, getting back to what I was saying. Again, if you're faced with a decision and, you know, you thought long and hard, even after you already made that decision, and you still come up with the same answer, then it's an honest answer for yourself. That's it. Just wanted to touch base and, you know, maybe give some information that maybe other people are faced with right now. Like, it could be a relationship, it could be work-related, it could be a daily life. Maybe you didn't want to put the bread in that spot. I don't know. You know, right? And maybe 5 days later, you figure that's the way you like your bread, you know? And again, just try to be confident, more confident with yourself when you're tackling different things and making decisions. Make sure it's the right decision. Make sure that you agree with the decision, because you don't want to regret that decision. Anyway, thank you for listening to my podcast. I hope you have an amazing night. Bye.